For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republicans are vowing to move ahead with a committee vote on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. As Kavanaugh prepared for the hearing, Christine Blasey Ford, a California psychologist, remained in hiding after accusing him of assaulting her at a high school party. Alabama Democrat Doug Jones.
The woman who has come forward, who is receiving death threats now, has had to move out of her home, and it seems like the only thing that we hear from the Republicans on the other side and the president is poor Judge Kavanaugh.
Samantha Gary is one of Ford's former classmates.
Well, I think she's holding up admirably, but this is a very trying, frightening time for her.
We're learning that Senator Grassley is planning a markup, which is called the beginning of debate in his committee next Wednesday morning. So there could be a vote in the Judiciary Committee next Wednesday morning.
You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republicans are vowing to move ahead with a committee vote on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. As Kavanaugh prepared for the hearing, Christine Blasey Ford, a California psychologist, remained in hiding after accusing him of assaulting her at a high school party. Alabama Democrat Doug Jones.
The woman who has come forward, who is receiving death threats now, has had to move out of her home, and it seems like the only thing that we hear from the Republicans on the other side and the president is poor Judge Kavanaugh.
Samantha Gary is one of Ford's former classmates.
Oh, I think she's holding up admirably, but this is a very trying, frightening time for her.
We're learning that Senator Grassley is planning a markup, which is called the beginning of debate in his committee next Wednesday morning. So there could be a vote in the Judiciary Committee next Wednesday morning.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump visited the city of New Bern, North Carolina, which experienced severe flooding due to Florence.
I think it's incredible to see what we're seeing. This boat.
It was a boat that had moved several hundred yards inland, according to the locals there. The president's day began with an update from federal, state, and local officials about the relief and recovery efforts.
We're getting all teed up for a lot of money to come down to the area. You're going to need it. We have it, and we will be supplying it. There will be nothing left undone.
Authorities say a swift response by law enforcement officials has quickly diffused a shooting at a municipal building in Masontown, Pennsylvania. State Police Lieutenant Steve Dolan says four people were wounded, including one of their officers, before the gunman was fatally shot by police.
We are in the infancy stages of this investigation. However, we can confirm that the district judge nor any of members of his staff were a target of this gunman.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The feds are handing out fines over the deadly collapse of a pedestrian bridge in Florida earlier this year. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, citing companies that designed and built the bridge at Florida International University in Miami for failing to provide workers with a safety line and or remove them from the area, even though significant cracks had been found. The March 15th collapse killed five motorists and one worker and injured